the Boston Consulting Group matrix, also referred to as the Growth Share or BCG matrix, is a model for strategically planning how each product within a company is performing. It is a model for use by companies with a diverse product range. Products can be positioned within the model to determine future strategy for the company. Now, the matrix has two dimensions. Firstly, it considers the attractiveness of a market judged by its growth. And the second consideration is each product's market share relative to the largest competitor in the industry. The growth share matrix, the BCG matrix, is now a central part of every business school's curriculum on strategy, offering a systematic tool for portfolio management. Creating the BCG matrix requires a good deal of market intelligence. Data are required on the market shares of the competitors of each product and on the growth opportunities. We will see how the BCG matrix works by applying it to the Apple's portfolio of products. As outsiders, we can only do this schematically and without the privilege of the intelligence that will be available to Apple itself. However, the purpose of the exercise is to stimulate thought as to how the tool works in action. The BCG matrix is made up of four squares, or quadrants, with relative market share along the x-axis and product growth along the y-axis. The first quadrant we will talk about is the stars. The Apple iPhone has most certainly been a star for Apple. It has exhibited high growth and achieved a high market share. All products tend to mature, and the iPhone is now reaching that position. It is moving towards being a cash cow as it generates a huge amount of profit for the company. Also within the star quadrant are AirPods. When Apple launched its AirPods in 2016, it devoted only 5 minutes to the launch. By 2023, 7 years after first going on sale, AirPods have proved a runaway success. The product certainly delivers against a need. People love the ability to listen to a phone conversation hands-free or their favourite music or podcasts as they're on the move. But perhaps it is the sheer simplicity of AirPods and the effortless and seamless connectivity that's helped them achieve such a high level of penetration. The next quadrant is question marks. When the Apple iWatch was launched, it was a question mark. Indeed, initially it was deemed a flop, and in the months after its launch, it failed to win customers over. Now, it is the most popular smartwatch in the world with a 55% market share that dwarfs competitors. Consumers were slow to adopt the Apple Watch. Some early reviews pegged the watch as hard to understand and how to use, and there were many reports of poor user experience. And then suddenly, people were clamoring for the product. They realized it could efficiently track their health and fitness instead of merely serving as a luxury item. The company then began to reinvent how people perceived watches and showed that they could be even more useful than solely telling the time. The iWatch joined AirPods in the stars quadrant. The third quadrant is dogs. It seems unfair to classify the amazing Mac PC as a dog. However, it has to be positioned in this quadrant as its share of the PC market is low and growth is similarly low. This is an example of how the BCG model doesn't necessarily point to a solution. The implication of the BCG model is that dogs are to be eliminated from the portfolio. But there's no reason to get rid of the Mac. It's a great product despite its low share and low growth. It's now a sort of cash cow but with a low market share. A better example of a dog in the Apple portfolio is the iPod. I emphasize iPod, not AirPod. I'm talking about the MP3 player that could pack a mind-blowing 1,000 songs when it was launched. But the Apple iPod was discontinued in May 2022, and over 20 years, it is the oldest product to be discontinued by Apple. It's been superseded by the iPhone itself, which of course can contain songs as well as the iPod could. The final quadrant is cash cows. As has been pointed out, Apple's most successful products eventually mature and become cash cows that provide money for investment in new products, i.e. in question marks. The iPhone is entering this phase and eventually it will be joined by the iWatch and the AirPods. They are needed to fund the heavy investment Apple has in new technology products. Apple needs question mark products because, as a tech company, it recognizes that its products may have a short life and something else will be needed to replace them, as in time they will be overtaken by new gizmos. Apple has done a brilliant job building a portfolio of products and brands. Its question marks have proved stars and eventually will serve as cash cows. There can't be many other companies that have so successfully populated every quadrant of the BCG matrix.